Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where do I begin? Good morning. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Why does this headphone sound weird to me? Everything's strange today. Oh, that's why. Okay.
What happened?
There we are, huh?
What happened?
There we are. I'm just making some adjustments. This is after yesterday's jumping around the studio. Yesterday I was... I engaged in something that I'm not sure I can ever do again, and it was a tutorial from Rob and Pony on how to hook up equipment that I know nothing about. And at the end of the exercise, I was ready for... There's no question that I was ready for psychotherapy. I was probably...
No, I think you were most...
The two of you are... let's just say, don't call Columbia University for your teaching residency just yet. I don't think that's...
Sometimes, some of the fault lies with the...
Let me finish. Oh, I'm not going to take any fault away. But you, first of all, really didn't say much of anything. Your contribution to the discussion was go on YouTube and look at the video.
That's the last thing I said to you.
That was your contribution.
That was the last thing I said to you. By the way, you didn't need psychotherapy at the end. It was psychotherapy at the middle when you were really, really in need of it. Because
you have
moved things around on your computer like an Easter egg hunt.
Can I finish my point? I'll allow you counterpoint. Now, Rob Spiewak has a Mac at home, and he has a more modern board than
Mac-a-jack.
I have at home.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a better computer at his house than I have here in the studio, and he's got a better audio board at his house. So on two separate occasions, I said, why can't I do it this way? He said, well, I have a newer board, and I can go directly, and then I have a better computer. And meanwhile, I'm having to install...
Don't remember saying
these,
that.
You said you had a board that has a direct output.
That's all I said. You said,
I don't
want to
get into the
it?
Weeds. I don't want to get into the weeds of minutia, because nobody will understand it. But the fact is that, you know,
were
when
you
one-upping
him without one-upping him?
No, he wasn't. Doing the opposite. What he was just stating was facts, that has a better computer at home, that he
never
does.
Said it was better, just said that I have an iMac, so I don't have a touchpad.
Okay.
Oh, so actually, Mike, you do have I know the iMac he has. You have a better computer, but it's a laptop. That's really
right,
what it is.
Well, what year is my computer? How old
yours is
computer?
2 years old. Rob's is 4 or 5 years old.
Older all than that.
So, yeah, well, I think six
then
years
I'm
old.
Done.
Six years
Oscar
old.
Sweeps
that's what
in
I would say.
So I don't need to.
No. It's but Rob
I don't
doesn't
need to continue. Because
Rob
everything
doesn't
fine.
Communicate with tech well because he in his own and it's his own right. To be fair to him, he's got his setup and that's all he really knows. Right?
I thought differently. I thought
he's
that
turned
because...
it into being selfish. I'm not selfish. I
you
just know
selfish.
What I know.
You're one of the most selfish people I've ever known. You're jovial, you're kind, but you're selfish because as long as you can shit and eat and do your show, you're friggin' fine. When, you know, and Pony, it was like every 5 minutes, Pony, what should we do? Pony, what should we do? You're the Mac user. Pony's not. And I was sitting there going, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Okay, well,
and how many?
First thing you should do.
Hold on. We had a week before we were going to do this little tutorial. I have professed the fact that I know nothing about this. I did go online and look at videos at the end of the day to for this new software that I'm going to put in down here. But it was just... I left that feeling like I do so often because at the end of that, I was like, you know, I had the right at the get go. I had the cable that was supposed to go into the equipment that was supposed and I had the wrong cable. And, you know, I got what I was told to get. I got the little thing called a Scarlett, which is an interface between an audio board
and a
computer.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is. And nobody told me what cables or anything like that. Nobody looked at my, you know, asked me about my board. There just was, you know, I am the self-proclaimed idiot when it comes to all things tech. I have tried over the years to to limp through the things I limp through. But we give tutorials to me, and I just wish they were more, like so many things, I wish it had been more thorough. I didn't have to walk away with nothing really being
accomplished. No, you accomplished the hardest part of it, absolutely the hardest part of it, and the trickiest part was trying to find where you had put your downloads folder. And that was, I mean, and it was tough for us because...
Stop typing and nodding. God damn it. You're part of this discussion. If you want to pretend you're in a room 6 miles away, that's fine. But you were there too.
He's not writing anything.
He's just typing.
Fake typing. Balls. We have balls in the studio. Yeah. Thank you, Rofo. He's not writing anything, is he?
No, I'm not writing anything. I'm fixing our stream.
Yes.
Is there something wrong?
In your face,
now
Mike.
Now you turn on him.
It's misdirection. It's misdirection.
Yes.
Gentlemen, let me say this. Mike, you're in Florida. Yes. We're in D.C. Nothing's going to be easy. Nothing is going to be easy. Well, it wasn't easy when we lived in your home and we worked out of your home. It was frustrating. It's not going to get better that you're in Florida. That being said... That means we have to be a little more prepared instead of just saying, get the equipment. We have to do a little pre-planning.
Nobody knew that I didn't have this. Nobody knew that I didn't have that. Nobody knew. And it's just, it was like, you know, and we kind of, by the seat, was it not by the seat of your pants?
Of course.
Was there any forethought given to that meeting that we were going to have, that we knew for a week or 4 or 5 days that we were going to have that little session going in there?
I knew how to hook it up. I didn't know you didn't have the wire. The wire will be there today. And really, Mike, I know
it's
this
like
is
right out of the gate.
What do you mean?
No, I didn't have the right frigging cable. And that was I was looking forward to this little getting everything done.
Not the right way to get out of the gates without the cable. I think that we've learned something, Rob.
We have, Oscar. Thank you for calling me by name.
What would we do next time we have some sort of hardware upgrade with the team?
We will walk through and make sure we have all supplies on hand before we begin the process.
A pre-plan.
Right.
Yes.
A meeting.
Yeah, I just hate wasting time. That's what I hate.
It wasn't as long of an afternoon as I think perhaps you're remembering, and we got
Seemed like it was 12 hours.
I know it did, and it seemed like it up here too. But we got a lot accomplished.
How about when we got everything installed, and then it was like, oh, you need the other software for that.
Well, you needed the other software for that.
Drove me nuts.
I know, and we got it to you. You do a lot of talking here.
You didn't do any talking yesterday. Tell Pony was doing it. It was like Pony.
And Pony hates talking.
Pony hates to talk.
Oh, not into Mike.
I love you guys. I love talking to you guys.
But we found it, and Pony was able to.
And I feel, Oscar, here's something, and this is, boy, it's tough for me to talk about this because I really come from a place of total ignorance, but I feel as though where we do all these add-ons with software that we're doing more than we need to do, that we have this wonderful hardware that I think can go bing, bang, boom, that everything can be connected.
Yes.
That we don't have to add a special kind of hardware if we get the right stuff to record. And basically what I'm talking about is recording software so that I can send recorded commercials up to DC.
You needed a plug-in so that you could use it.
Like, that to me is watering it down. Does that make any sense?
It does if you're in a physical world where you add something to the chain, but everything, Mike, and I kid you not,
is digital.
And you have to add the essential software package for that digital to work, and that happens at every turn.
I feel as though I should go to a computer class.
Oh my God, that would be great. My mom goes to one.
And Tony Perkins went to one.
She's
to learn how to use his iPhone.
Sometimes with this Mac, when I get a document sent to me by someone that I need to sign and email right out to me, and I take 3 hours to actually figure out how I'm going to put that on the document in my computer and send it out, which should be very easy, which is built into my computer software, but yet every single time. I finally get it done, but ultimately it's just a pain in the ass.
That's what was so magical about yesterday, is because of the minutiae we addressed.
Magical?
Yes. Because of the minutiae we addressed yesterday.
If magical is scrambling my friggin' brains like an omelet at a buffet station, then yesterday was magic.
But the magical part is this. It's all behind you now. So once it's connected today...
No, it's not behind me now. We haven't done anything yet.
He still needs the wire.
Well, the wire is the easy part, Oscar. We did a test recording.
Did you get him the Blu-ray series or
by the
DVD?
Way, and thanks for the advice of going online to find out about that software. Do you know how many douchebags go out there and want to hear the sounds of their own voices, want to do what we do, want to be DJs that put those instructional things on there. And I don't know which ones are the sanctioned ones or which ones are recorded in 2003 or which ones are the brand new ones. And it's really frustrating to see those people.
Well,
you know,
I apologize about the frustration.
No,
but
wouldn't it have been nice if you had said, here's what I do? You didn't do that. You said, here's how I record something. Here's how I put something together. You didn't do that.
Well, I use
right?
a different software than you. I know how to use.
Okay, so the software that you use, I'm not using. Why? Now, why would that be?
It's very expensive.
And more complicated.
Yeah.
It's very expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, how expensive is it?
$350. That's the one we have here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
To buy a license doesn't make sense to buy a license for the amount of use that you're going to use. That's why we use Audacity and some of the machines here that we don't.
Audacity
is $350 license
free and efficient and perfect for voice work.
Yeah.
And the way it's been installed now.
What is the one that you the
Audition.
I use Adobe Audition.
Audition.
Adobe Audition?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But when you finish recording and you hit save, it's going to be right on your desktop. It's perfect and easy and ready to go. And then you can drag it from your desktop and send it to wherever you go.
I just feel as though, you know, I feel as though I was a willing student yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't give you enough love. They didn't give you enough love, Mike.
Open,
I understand that.
It was Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well,
and they were just, you know.
Sometimes the willing student hid his textbooks.
What?
Because the longest process yesterday.
You didn't say yesterday.
Mike, I was trying to be cordial and patient.
Force?
Because the hardest thing that we did yesterday, Pony, back me up here.
Oh, absolutely.
Was finding your documents folder.
The downloads.
Downloads yeah. folder, forgive me.
It was
me.
A nightmare.
It was hidden. It had been deleted somehow and put somewhere under another subfolder.
Yes.
And so we couldn't find it.
All right. That's getting into the weeds of the.
Yeah.
Well,
but I mean, that was, you know, I was doing everything I was told to do. I was trying to find everything.
Yeah.
And then
we
finally got into the solution. And then it was like, oh, we have to add this other software on there. And it was just, I felt as though.
But that that was quick.
Yeah,
that was not long. It didn't take long.
Here's the thing. You know, I'll simplify the whole thing.
Please.
All right, yes.
When we were going to do this, which is basically setting me up so that I don't have to send everything up to Washington to record.
Right.
I was going to do what you do from your home. I was going to have the exact same setup that you have.
Right.
And nothing could be further from the truth. Because as Oscar said, you have your system, which is perfect, right, that you have.
It get by,
that you
yeah.
do. And you know, and Mike, you know, we'll just.
Who set up your system? No way you did it on your own.
Who, me?
Yes.
I did mine.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Then why can't you teach me how to do mine?
Because you have a different layout. You have a different computer. You have a different board.
I have a Mac. You have a Mac.
I have an iMac.
You have an iMac. I have a MacBook Air. It's Apple.
Apples to apples.
Software.
Hey, look now who's funny.
It's apples to apples.
But yes, Mike, right? I let you down yesterday. I apologize about that. But it is a different system. Your computer is, even
and
though it,
you've
they're
made
equivalent.
Me seem very stupid on the show today, which I admit I'm stupid.
Well, no, I never meant to make you look stupid. You make me look like an a-hole.
You're a broadcasting genius.
Yeah.
No, I love the fact that I want to learn. And as I said, I went through 11 of these little tutorials online, which I mean. When you try to get, you want just to the point information, and no one can do
Mike,
that.
Mike, even for Adobe Audition, when I need to fix files or recordings,
or
for
figure
one reason,
something out,
or figure something out, I go to YouTube as well, and I forge to the same BS.
There is a lot of BS
that when people decide to help you, they love to tell you a lot about themselves before they get to the effing point.
And what you're doing wrong.
So, like a 10-minute video turns into 8 minutes of the guy being like, yaka, 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 and I do this for yaka, 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 and I did this for yaka, yaka,
I also wanted Rob to teach me how to do the, like, editing, if I edited a spot that I was
doing. Oh, see, that's a different animal, Rob.
And
why
so
won't you teach
it? Now I just found out today because I didn't know he never told me he had different software.
But I can. Audacity is easy.
You never told me, but you
I said
never
it yesterday.
You know, no, you said.
I swear
you said
on
you
my
had a
children's lives.
You said
I
you
said
had
it
a different.
Yesterday.
You had a different computer. You had a different computer.
No, I said I had different software. I said I had different editing software.
All right. Well, anyway, it was my.
But it was a great afternoon. I always enjoy our time together.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just it's the way it always is. It's the way it always is. It's always disappointing. Always soul crushing. Always soul sucking. That's what it was. And I feel as though sometimes that you know the willing student. You know, I'm going to the community college, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to the.
Oh my
the
God!
Ivy
well, if you do that, make sure you go in because Mac. You know, he signed up and never went in. You need to go into the class. Don't wait in the parking lot and surf the web.
But actually, after studying the software last night, and Oscar, I know you're concerned about this, but the fact is, I seem to get it. I seem to.
Yeah, it's very straightforward.
I actually was making recordings out of my kitchen table with just a computer and the unit that I had last night. I was just doing that because you can actually do everything there. But obviously, I want to do it through this.
And you and you cut on tape back in the day, right?
Yeah, it's similar. Very similar.
Yeah. Back, hold on. Wait, where's the old? Yes, Oscar. Back in the day, we'd go into a studio and I would actually get a razor blade.
Yeah.
This is not a lie.
Oh, I know.
I would get a razor blade and I would actually edit with a razor blade.
Mike, in addition
and tape
to the
cartridges.
In addition to the wire that I'm sending you today, I'm also sending you a 12 pack of grease pencils.
Thank you.
So you'll be all set.
Now, grease pencils, Rob's not
people
telling
don't
you
don't
what
know.
That is.
Waddle
you
doodle.
Would mark, you would actually mark on the audio.
Yes, the literal
you
tape.
You would mark physically on the, that's how you would edit. Kids today would have no idea what I'm talking about. You would edit that on a reel-to-reel tape. And that's how you would do it. And if you wanted to layer things, this is even before multi-track recording came into production studios in radio. You would layer. I would layer, and I layered long after multi-track studios came in. I would layer with tape cartridges. One after, I would put four in a machine
and cue them up.
It's like this weekend, an incredible time. You'll get this. You'll get this. You'll get this. You'll get this. And now, of course, it's all done digitally. But I have been.
You did about a million. I bet you did about a million concert spots that way.
I did. I would take. I would use when I did my promos for WAVA.
Right.
It's an REO Speedwagon weekend at WAVA. I came in. And Smokey Rivers handed me the copy to do a promo as my audition. Mm-hmm. And when I got done, I came out of the production studio, gave it to him, and he used it that weekend.
Yeah.
That's how I knew that it's I got feeling. The job. And it was just, I used like a record player. I used tape cartridges. I used, because it was all about the finished product.
Yeah.
You would hit the reel to reel, then you would do it. But, you know, so I just
want
to.
My point
know,
about
what I'm doing.
That, I guess the reason why I brought up the fact that you use reel to reel is because I learned how to edit on reel to reel. I was the last class at my school to ever learn reel to reel, and they
it's
went
truly,
digital.
When
right?
you look back and think about it, it is truly amazing.
And that was in 1997.
One of my great regrets is not stealing one of the Studers from WJFK. They had the most beautiful tape machines there. And
I don't think
gone.
Too many people have those regrets. That being said,
it's a great coffee table.
You will now be able to essentially do what you did in 3 hours in 3 minutes.
Yep.
And you'll have such an appreciation and an ear for it because you did it in that fashion. I really feel that the students and the production guys that worked on reel to reel may have an advantage as far as ear is concerned because they didn't have a second chance to undo.
They had to do it by feel.
They had to do it by feel. And if they messed up, it was the process would have to start all over
again.
You
had to go over to the big magnet, Mike, and erase all the tapes.
Let's button this up, okay? I accept responsibility for the fact that I know very little about
you're learning,
the technical end of it. I'm starting to, but it's still tough. Would you not admit that there was very little preparation that went into this?
I will
yesterday?
Cop to that. I will.
And so
Lucy
that's
Goosey.
Why. And Pony, what do you have to say?
I think it was great radio, but you were definitely pissed off. I could tell you were not happy with us.
I was in great radio.
It made for great radio this today, but yesterday was not a happy day. Mm-hmm. Rob says it was a happy day. Pony knows in his heart of hearts it was an unhappy
day. Here's what I know is it was a magical day. I never said happy.
Oh, good point.
It's magical because of what we accomplished.
At the end of it, I will tell you know what? I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you once and for all, okay?
All right.
Because you're going to laugh now. And I'm going to show you. I'm taking this now.
Oh, here's the sign.
I'm going to show you in back of my board.
Oh, we get to go see the other side
YouTube
of the game.
Look at the mess. Look at the mess.
Someone call OSHA.
Look at the mess.
That is.
But that's right, just, that's a temporary thing.
It'll be there for another year.
Even after
maybe five, depending on the surgery.
What is he saying?
He's mumbling. He's mumbling and under his breath stuff.
I said, no, that'll be there for another year. Maybe five, depending on his surgery.
All right, that starts the show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you, you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him and saw how he made people laugh. And so I picked some things up, and at parties and family functions, I have to say, I love, you know, breaking people up. So there's a thing that I think I got an entertaining bug from my grandfather, Chaim Perlgut, who was very, very big in the Yiddish theater back in New York. He was in the sardonically irreverent Dibbik Shmibbik, I Said More Ham. And that review, I believe, was 1914, and that review is what made him famous. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice. And I joke with my wife, that's when the money started rolling in. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Big golf tournament coming up this weekend.
Yes.
It gets a little attention. Yes, it's called the Masters. How about getting involved with the Masters by playing some FanDuel Fantasy Golf? Would you like to do that?
Yes.
Hey, fantasy sports fans, I've got some big news. FanDuel has launched Fantasy Golf. If you love golf and you love winning cash prizes, playing on FanDuel, you've got to try Fantasy Golf. Just pick 8 golfers for your team, stay under the salary cap, and score points for eagles, birdies, pars, and more. Tons of contests to choose from, starting at just $1. Don't miss this Thursday's $750,000 Golden Eagle Golf Tournament with a $100,000 first place prize. Only $4 to enter. Watch your score live and win cash prizes. Just make sure to submit your golf lineup before you tee off on Thursday morning. And baseball season, opening day yesterday.
Yeah.
Great game for the Orioles fans. Man, oh man, oh man, what a great day it was. Baseball season back. That means daily fantasy baseball is back on FanDuel too. To get you started, new users will get FanDuel's Combo 5-Pack valued at up to $50. That's 5 free entries to a combination of 50-50 beginner contests. Just finish in the top half to win cash. To get your 5 free entries, go to FanDuel.com, click the Join Now button, and enter promo code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com, promo code TMOS. Void where prohibited. So we got everybody get all that out of their system?
Yes.
They wanted to say.
I feel better, Mike.
Yeah. Mike needs to study harder. Rob needs to be less selfish. And Pony needs to communicate better.
I didn't think it was selfish.
All notes taken.
There was bad. It was ill preparation, but that's not being selfish. Is it?
I don't know, Pony. What do you think?
You know, I think we should move on.
You know, Rob, usually when you spend 20 minutes yelling at each other about something and then the boss says, hey, guys, I think we're all on the same page now, right? You say, yes, sir, and then you move on.
I just wanted to keep it going because I get annoyed. But anyway, I'll move on. Even though it's hard sometimes.
Do you think that they actually know what went wrong, Mike?
As far as the yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. There's no way they wouldn't know what was wrong because they were there with me, and we were certainly not at an impasse.
No.
We were communicating with each other.
It never stopped.
No, you're back, baby.
There was always progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure because, you know, some people are uncomfortable in here, and his name's Pony Boy.
Well, you know what, Pony? I would say you could probably yesterday, if we had recorded the entire session, you could...
Who had recorded it also.
That's right. Oh, Adam. Everyone knows my birth records were lost. You could graph the mood in the room. It was so
peaks and valleys.
Tangible. Peaks, valleys. Sometimes it was dead center at zero.
Well, we could continue on.
Yeah.
We could continue on. But somebody in the studio is continuing to send me videos of his cat.
Yes! So, who could that
all right.
be?
Oscar Santana wants to talk about his cat. The fact is that Oscar and Shannon at their mansion in Washington, D.C. have adopted a feral cat, a cat that apparently prowls the streets of Georgetown and comes to their house to get fed and has kind of taken it. That does not look like a feral cat. That looks like actually a well-taken care of cat.
That's a fat cat that eats the rats in D.C., Mike, because...
it's an unending buffet, then.
Yeah, it's an unending buffet, because I...
Do you really believe... Do you think that's what the cat is?
Oh,
really?
all it does is eat mice and not men, because all we have in D.C. is mice and not men.
Oscar Steinbeck.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Mice and men.
Yeah. We have an issue with rodents, as we've chronicled here on the program. This
have you seen
capital.
Rodents
oh,
at, your,
yes.
at your place?
No, not at my place, but a block away near any dumpster. If you've ever seen an American tail, it's kind of like that scene.
Fievel.
Yes, Fievel is hanging out. He's painting. He has a little beret on. He's doing his thing. And they're not scared of humans, Mike. They might be scared of cats, especially the young, especially when that fat. This feral cat showed up at my house about a month ago.
Mike, there is a small row house on R Street that is actually owned by a family of rats. It is it is slightly larger than Oscar's house because it's deeper. It's no wider,
yes.
but it's deeper.
Deeper.
So, you know, I mean, I'm basically ignorant to the rat and cat situation in D.C. Are there many, many cats like this that visit your house? Feral cats that roam the streets?
There should be more cats because there was a big story probably about 9 months ago where they had cameras on DuPont Circle, and at sundown, the ground looked like it was moving.
Yes.
There were so many rats running around DuPont Circle. And this is not, you know, this is not an abandoned neighborhood. This is a thriving area of the District
it's
of Columbia.
Thriving and DuPont
old.
Circle,
old.
Thriving
yeah.
means, you know, thriving means restaurants
yes.
and many,
dumpsters.
Many places where
mm-hmm.
where people throw food out, and they've got a food source there. So
Whole
that's
Foods.
What it is.
Whole Foods.
It's been
shut
down
down
a couple
down.
Times here.
Mike, yeah. it's still shut down. It's been shut down for 3 months.
That Whole Foods was
remodeling.
Was the biggest. That was the nastiest, horrible. That may have been the worst Whole Foods in the United States.
Also,
it was
yeah. they
absolutely terrible.
Because they shut it down.
Yeah,
yeah it was gross. It was
yeah.
gross. And that wasn't just the rats, guys.
No.
That was, if you went in there, like I did when I would be staying in a hotel
mm-hmm.
Right around our studio, and I would go up there because I wanted to get something for dinner, and I went into their, you know, prepared foods. Normally, those are pristine.
Sure.
They're actually
yeah.
quite well taken care of, and they were... Oh, it was just nasty. Everything was like 4 days old. It was gross.
I love that I walk by that Whole Foods now, and they still have the yellow tape like a crime was committed.
Yeah.
But it says construction. I said, somebody's got to change that. It looks like somebody's been murdered, and they've been remodeling.
So are they closed because the health department shut them down?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shut them down, Mike. Wow. They've been shut down for 4 months.
And before that, they were closed down for like a week. Remember,
yes.
there was two shutdowns.
It was kind of like, hey, you may get shut down, and then they came back and said, you're shutting down.
Dude, that is nasty. So that's how bad. So huge. Probably
yes.
not like any major metropolitan
so,
area, I would
yeah.
imagine.
What I see a feral cat that's nice and fat, and with no collar, by the way, and I didn't know this, most cats don't wear collars.
No. Who says that? I'd say a lot of cats wear collars if they're taken care of. You're in a house.
Yeah, I thought most cats wore collars, but Shannon tells me that most cats don't.
Hmm.
I'm not a cat person.
Yeah, me,
I,
me
at
either.
One point in my life, I had a cat, and then we decided that cat needed some sort of companion, so we brought another cat in. When we brought the bad cat in, that cat
Heathcliff.
Influenced the good cat, and I was sitting there going downstairs, and I realized that back under the stairs in the basement, back in a tiny little crawl space that I never even knew existed, I discovered where they were pooping routinely, where
that's
cats would defecate.
Typical cat behavior.
Yeah.
Cats
yeah.
suck, and they peed in the house, and I hated cats. cats. Ever since then, I've never liked cats. Cats, cats, cats.
This is the best of both worlds because it's not our cat, but Shannon has taken to this alley cat, essentially.
Have you named it?
No, I told Shannon we have to work on that because we've taken another step in this process where the cat now has a security camera, which is focused on his behavior.
Okay, to be clear, the cat doesn't have a security camera. You have a security camera on the cat.
Yes.
You made it sound like the cat's running around with a GoPro.
No. That's a great idea.
Like a great white shark. You know? when they put the camera on the back of a seal.
Yeah. You know? Mike, it would be for Cat Week.
I wonder
on the Discovery Channel.
I gotta get a big butterfly net and some tasers. Throw it on. He'll wake up with the camera on his back.
You put a camera on your... where'd you put your camera?
So the cat first approached our house about a month and a half ago where one of our backyard essentially has a little hot tin roof on there, right? Literally a hot tin roof.
It's
a cat on a hot tin roof.
He has been waiting all day to say it, I'm sure. Do you know that that is a thing?
I know that's a thing. It's a musical from Cats, right?
Exactly.
Let him
roll with that. It's not even a musical.
So... the cat would sun itself on our little tin roof.
Hot tin roof.
And Shannon would sit there and she'd get so excited about this cat. And I said, well, look, maybe we should adopt him from the inside, but we just deal with him on the outside because I knew she's wanted a pet for some time.
This is the feline equivalent of giving a homeless person $5.
Yes. Oscar, we have Tennessee Williams coming over tonight. I'm sorry. It is a play.
Shannon decided to buy some food and some bowls that for pets, essentially a cat, and lay out the food and the water every day for this cat. So this has been going on for a month now, and every morning we wake up and the food is gone. So Shannon said, well, I don't know if he's eating it or the raccoons in the area are eating it.
Or rats. Could be rats.
And I said, well, let's find out because I'm tired of having this long conversation about nothing with you. So let's put a security camera out there. So we put a motion detecting security camera out there.
On the roof?
On the roof. And we finally caught him in action.
Is it wireless?
It's wireless.
And you're just so technically savvy. You should have been in the meeting yesterday. let's take a break. We'll come back and talk.
I have photographic evidence now. I've sent all of you.
I've seen the pictures. He's telling the truth. I want to hear more about that. And then I will tell you about two other critters that visit the O'Mara's house that we have now given a name to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Next level stuff, huh?
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99 Plus KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast. Home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is.
It is wonderful.
It's
isn't
simply
it?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Magical.
Let me do that. Is that better?
Oh, you look great.
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Bottom line, Stamps.com saves you time and money,
Which
you can use to grow your business, too.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer, and then your mailman picks it up. It's that easy. Much easier than putting software in a home studio.
Oh, yeah. It just takes moments.
It's much harder to update.
Avoid the hassle of the post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. No long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. We'll continue to use it because it's easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, that's stamps.com, and enter TMOS, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. And I chuckled at the end of that commercial because I was thinking about Oscar getting a wireless camera to look at a cat that crawls on his roof.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing to me. So when we take you back, Oscar sent me a text of the picture of this cat. There is a real video of a cat on this roof. It's
time stamped. Yeah, but this is the issue, Mike.
I still don't understand why you felt it necessary
to video. He said it was time stamped like he's under examination. Like, yeah, well, like is this true, Mr. Santana?
You're not trying to figure out who's stealing your mail. You're just trying to take a video of a cat on the roof.
We've all had conversations with our significant other that are just monotonous, and it's almost like the Groundhog Day, where it's the same thing.
Every time I talk to Carrie, it's like a trip to heaven.
Do you think the cat ate it? Do you think another animal? Do you think he's alive? Do you think he got run over by a car? I don't know, and I don't care. Bottom line, let's solve these questions.
So you haven't seen the cat recently, and you decided to track him down because the food was missing. So you wanted to confirm to your lovely, your good lady, that this cat was alive.
Yeah, yes. I wanted to shut it down. And by that, I mean the conversation, right?
Do you think at any point, did you think a neighbor was stealing and eating the food?
No.
Okay,
my gut was that birds were coming and they were just eating the food and flying away. That was it.
Birds! Filthy, lice-ridden birds!
I was wrong.
Birds.
The cat really showed the proof of life. And now Shannon wants to buy a cat condo to put up on the roof of our home. And I said, well, if this is going to keep you happy, and
let's just play for a moment. Let's play the video of the cat. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you might need a big condo.
I wouldn't pet this thing. I'll tell you that much. It looks mangy.
Thank you very much.
So.
Hey, episode 1739. First time Oscars. You ever used the word mangy?
Mangy.
Mangy. The cat is mangy.
You don't want to have any more to do with this cat other than putting food out.
Right? Yeah, I don't want it to come in the house. I don't want to adopt it. I don't want any of that nonsense.
Yeah,
and I don't.
It's carrying disease.
I also do not want a cat breaching the perimeter of the home in any way, right?
Two words for you, yes. Oscar Santana. Exotic diseases.
I believe that. And it doesn't look healthy. And it doesn't look friendly.
Well, then what you probably ought to do, and I'll suggest this to Shannon if it's okay. You don't have to get involved. You probably should get the cat and take it to the vet for a checkup.
No.
You know what he does? Have his buddy that he does the other radio show come over for a visit. That's what he ought to do.
It makes her happy, and it makes her happy just to see the cat around. She gets really giddy.
I think Big Shooter ought to put up or shut up and come to your house.
No, I don't want him to shoot the cat. No, I don't want him to do that.
Mike, can't grill it if you don't kill it. Isn't that
no
the phrase?
No one eats cats.
I bet if it wasn't Big Shooter, but you got some people in that audience.
I don't need anybody to kill the cat. Actually, I'm doubling down on letting the cat live at the house. I purchased on Amazon through our link a cat condo for $99 to affix to the roof.
And it's slightly bigger than his house.
Yes. When Shannon is working on the TPS report, she can just look outside the window and see that cat hanging out if he wants to come over.
Oh, that. So explain. I always get confused. When you're talking about she can look out the window, where does the cat jump up to? It's not on the top of your
No, it's like basically an awning of that second level, right?
Okay, like an awning that's like
a tin awning
on the second level. That's where the cat hangs out?
Yes.
And this is where you would walk out up when you would go up to the roof to disassemble your chimney.
When I would go up on the roof to do work, men's work.
You'd go out to the awning and then climb up to the top,
yeah.
So right now, if you want to feed the cat, she just opens a window and puts a little dish of milk out?
That's it. And then,
oh, that's so sweet. You two are cute as a butt.
I send you a picture of the cat condo I ordered, Mike.
Jesus, I wouldn't buy something that nice for my kids.
It was $99.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
$200 off, $300 originally, only on Amazon.
Yeah, lead paint.
Yeah. And look, it might be made in China.
China.
But I'll take it. It's going to be sitting outside. I just got to figure out a way to bolt it to the roof.
Oh, you don't want it to blow
Tony,
away.
Hey, Tony, if you're listening, we got another project.
I bet it requires a lot of assembly.
I told Shannon she's going to be in charge of that.
Oh, that'll be good.
I said, I'll buy it. You build it.
Go sit on the roof and put those together.
Don't have time for this. She would have to put it on the roof. Yeah, because how are you going to get up there otherwise?
You're taking up one piece at a time.
Oh, yeah. F that noise.
My computer is just boning me today. I swear to God. Did you send a picture of the cat condo?
Yeah, I sent it to your phone as well. So you'll have it. Yeah, on the telephone. The cat condo comes with steps, two levels, and one level will actually be great when it rains, so the cat can hang out in
there. Oh my God!
Right?
You're gonna put that on an awning?
It's on the backyard.
Yeah, it's gonna need.
I'll definitely get
a letter from my neighbors, but I'll say, look, at least it's a classy cat condo.
How much did you spend on the
$99?
Oh,
$300 originally, $200 off.
If that's $99, it's gonna take you 6 days to put that together.
Not me, Mike. I just buy it. She builds it.
I bet as soon as it goes up there, you get letters from Georgetown students asking if you can send it for rental, because that looks nicer than a dorm room right there.
Hey, here's the good thing, though. Shannon's petite. She can live in it as well. Like, if you guys have a disagreement, you can go, you know, really, with the size of your place, this was, I think you're adding square footage.
This is the best of both worlds, because I don't actually have to have a pet. I just have to make it happy outside, and it's in the line of sight of my wonderful fiance. It'll make her happy just to stare at it.
What if the cat does not
take... It's like having a fish.
What if the cat doesn't take furry. To the condo? Furry fish.
I'm sorry?
What if the cat doesn't take to the condo?
Look, I've done my part, Rob. I've done more than I've ever done in the past.
Yeah, but you know it's gonna haunt at you. It's gonna eat at you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it will.
It's $99.
Yeah.
You know what? I got 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one.
Oh,
right.
Well,
and that's
okay.
A cat. Female cat, definitely. I eyeballed her.
Okay. Female cat, you sure?
100%.
Okay. Bitch is more about dog, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Feline.
Is that big enough to be a small yoga studio?
No, but also know this: that picture is deceiving because those are kittens. If you look carefully,
yeah.
Only one cat could fit in there. That's a studio apartment for
us
humans.
Oh, those are kittens.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how they deceive you.
You know what? I think that it's a great way to have a pet. And, you know, we've got two that we just started feeding down here in Florida. Bill and Mary. We got named after my mom and dad. They're two little mallard ducks that live in the lake behind the house.
Nice.
And we were sitting there, and we were sitting there enjoying an adult beverage with my son scurrying around the patio, and we looked down and coming up towards the screen are these two ducks, and they're not breaking stride. They see us there. They know what's going on, and they walk up and they're exploring, and it's just about dusk, and they're poking around and they're looking at us, and they get closer and closer, and it looks like it's a mate for life little ma-pa situation. And they came up, and then I said, Carla, go get some breadcrumbs, throw them out some bread. And so she went outside with Michael, and they threw these little corn muffins that she had made, and she threw little remnants, and they scattered at first. They ran away, and then they slowly came back, and they were dining on the corn muffins. And then last night, lo and behold, you know, they came back for a little visit. No breadcrumbs last night, but they were, and they're hanging around. They're just they're very, very people friendly, and we call them Bill and Mary.
I love
and
ducks. Nice. I hate
they're
geese.
Not fully mature yet. Of course, when that happens, I will be having a duck supper. That's it. No,
hopefully they're not allergic to gluten.
Rob, you're gonna have to monitor the time because I've totally mucked it up.
All right, well, now would be a good time to break if we could.
Now, Rob, you have to adopt a pet.
I have a pet.
He's got Linus, the great beagle mix.
Yeah. He's got to adopt something outside of his home.
All right, I'll adopt Shannon.
You can pay the bills.
I'd like to adopt? What? I see him adopt a caring attitude. we'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
And it's me, Gary Stein.
And it's me, Rob Mayer.
It's a crossover promo.
Oh, I thought I was now on the show.
Well, you are on the show this week.
Well, you're a guest, you know, but you weren't supposed to talk.
I told Joe that we were through, and I thought I had a new landing spot.
You misunderstood.
That's going to be an awkward conversation.
Just the guest on the show. Well, we'll see what we can work out. Rob Mayer is with us this week from the Rob and Joe Show, and we have a fantastic time. We play a great new game. Gary, what's the game called?
Funny Lines from Legendary Comedians.
That's a catchy title.
And for the first time in Tony Perkins Show history, the show is funny.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Check it out, everybody. Give Tony a try. You'll love it. We love it. He's a great guy. And it features Gary Stein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lyft. When you're looking for a ride-sharing app, it's not just about getting from point A to point B. The folks at Lyft know what happens in between is pretty important, too. That's why I probably have had so many wonderful experiences with my Lyft rides. Lyft is the app that gets you a ride in minutes, on demand, 24/7, for less than the cost of a cab, and you'll arrive safely. Does anybody want to go out and really do something they don't need to do? For example, go out and go to happy hour with your friends and then go somewhere afterwards and have a bottle of wine with dinner, and then, hey, you want to go to one more place, and then, hey, there's that great club. Suddenly, drinky, you need Lyft. Don't get behind the wheel of a car. I mean, take advantage of the Lyft app. It's fantastic. Every Lyft driver is fully vetted. They have industry-leading insurance plans protecting you from the moment your Lyft driver picks you up. They let you tip within the app. Lyft's new AMP device uses color-coded systems so you know when your ride is arriving. Easy to find your Lyft car. That's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. Because if you've ever used apps, you know a lot of people are driving these apps. And, you know, you need the color coding to know which car is yours. Right now, Lyft is offering a great deal just for new users, 3 free rides up to a $30 value when you enter promo code TMOS. Just download the free Lyft app today and use the TMOS code in the payment section. And by the way, when you get the app, they don't talk about this enough. When you get the app, it's there, it's in your phone. Press a button, ride comes, get out of the car, all the information's in there.
So
easy. No cash exchanging hands. You know, if it's cold, if it's raining, you're in the car, you're out of the car, boom, bam, everything works out. 3 free rides up to $10 each, up to a $30 value. Remember, our promo code TMOS. It is the easiest way to get around when you're not driving yourself. And we thank you. Yeah, so I have to tell you, yesterday was a big day for me. I'm a big baseball fan, and it's opening day of baseball. I will say, for Orioles fans, man, oh, man, what a great way to start a season when you get a walk-off home run in the 11th inning. That, to me, is what makes it all wonderful, and I love baseball.
The O's and the Nats get a win.
Yeah, the Nats didn't do it as dramatically.
Bryce Harper keeps on homering every opening day. I don't know how he does it.
5 career opening day home runs.
I don't even know how he does it.
And for the Red Sox fans in our audience, Andrew Benintendi, who is the new rookie phenom that they, you know, they're saying they expect great things. Well, you know, when they expect great things from you and you happen to hit a home run on opening day, that's pretty cool at Fenway Park.
Yes.
So a pretty big day for him.
Do they expect enough good things that you're going to keep your tickets next year?
You know, I'm going to wait. I get to wait till November of next year.
He gets to decide, remember.
That's awesome that you have to wait. You get to wait and see.
For a long, long time. But this is what kills me. So now that I have gotten possessed by this game Far Cry, and I wish I had it here.
Far Cry.
Pony, you play it. What's it called?
Yeah, absolutely. Far Cry 4.
Far Cry 4,
which is this fantasy shooter game where this guy basically travels through the Himalayas and just tries to hunt bad guys. And it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And
I know you say you've been possessed, Mike. I actually have some tape of you playing the game yesterday.
All right, let's listen to this. Thank you.
It burns!
That's me possessed by the devil of Far Cry, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, is this Far Cry, when Robert plays a game like that, he's always so excited when he says, Dad, I finished it. Yeah. Like it's a race to get to the end. And I always say, but you love the game. He said, it was great. I said, why are you so excited when you finish it? Is this the kind of game you finish, or does it keep going on and on and on?
I mean, it doesn't keep going on and on, but there's so much to do in the game. And really, it should be about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way I feel like sometimes I get bitter when I finish reading a book because I want the book to keep going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can play online as well, and that'll take your experience to the next level. You can add maps.
It's in there.
Expansion packs. Mm-hmm. Though I would say if a kid finishes a game these days, or adults do, right?
Right. Oh, there
you probably carved out a week of your life.
Yeah.
It's a long game. Easy, right?
A week of your life. I would say it was a week. I would say right now. Yesterday, Carla leaves with the little guy to take him to school. And then she says her friend Corinne has called. And so She is going to, we had that little session, and after that session, I needed a little escape, and Carla had said that she was going to go pick up the little guy early from school, and they were going to go to the strawberry patch and pick strawberries down here in Florida with their friend Corinne, and then she was going to go to her other friend's house, and so everything was going to,
tell us
and
more about
suddenly
Corinne.
I realized one of the rare times that, what did he say?
Tell us more about Corinne. Just
Mike is, you know, today patch. Oscar is being the mumbler. And
thumbnail.
The mumble today is... Tell us about her in the strawberry.
We're not going
patch.
There. The thing is, I realize that what I have very rarely, sometimes I do pickup duty with my little guy. Sometimes
sure.
I've got a meeting like I did earlier in the week. And sometimes, you know, this used to be prime, get outside and enjoy the sunshine, get a little vitamin D.
Yeah.
Well, I've taken to occupying a lot of my free times by mindlessly playing this game. And I realize when Carla says this, that she is going to drop him off at school. And then she's going to run her errands, get her, you know, whatever she has to get done. And then she is going to be back here later than normal.
Mm-hmm.
I will not. And I originally had planned on picking my kid up from school. And suddenly I realized the responsibility is not mine. I played that game. I don't know. I was logging Mac hours.
Oh, dear.
I logged Mac hours. Now, I don't play with anybody online. I play with myself.
Alone.
Yes. I thought
that's another thing Mac does a lot.
I bet he does. Yeah. I bet there's no,
and he's great at it.
And I got done. They didn't get back. She texted me that she was going to be Haley, our friend in the neighborhood, at her house, and they wouldn't be back like till 4:30. I'm playing this game, and finally they arrive. This is after not seeing my wife or my son all day long. They walk in and
since
say,
morning,
hey honey, we're home, and I'm like, let me just wrap this up. It's
how
sick.
Many hours?
It's twisted. I played from when did we get done with our session?
Noon.
Yeah, about noon.
Noon. I played from noon till 4 o'clock.
How many times did you fantasize that the person you killed was either me or Pony?
I didn't. I actually, what I did was self hypnosis. I escaped from
escaped.
You and Pony.
Oh, this online gaming.
I had a shopping list of about 12 things that I could have done productively yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did none of them after our little session because my brain was just so scrambled. After
toasty.
That. I was so exhausted.
It's nice to have a mental break. Mike, as you know, I logged.
Break down.
I logged some online gaming time as I got into Overwatch with the guys.
Does that mean we're depressed? Does that mean we're
no,
depressed?
No, no. Look. I used to make fun of kids that played games all the time, right?
Oh, he was a bully.
Especially on PC, because I judged you. I didn't think I was one of you, but I am. Whether it's PC or console, the idea of jacking into a different world, not off to it, is, I think, so much
we'll
more productive. It's so much
out.
More productive than actually...
Yeah, but you can't take the image out of my mind.
I know.
Is actually... It's. I think it's healthy. When I play Overwatch and 4 hours fly by or 2 hours fly by in the evening, I forget about everything. It is so
That's
nice to just turn
it.
Off
it is,
all the
but
stress.
After
it's no different
like
than reading
those,
a book. I mean, it is just an escape.
But after
yeah.
that, but after it's over, you realize that with video games, just like if you were in a casino in front of a slot machine, time moves in a different space.
Yeah, right.
It just flies.
You
like
feel ashamed.
You lose time. You lose time. And when Carla came back and looked at me and said, you didn't watch your game? And I went, oh my God.
Oh,
I just
oh,
said,
sacrilegious.
Opening day of the Red Sox at 2 o'clock. I work
Mike,
in the morning. It was
fraud.
Perfect for me. And I completely, this obsession, this addiction that I have, that I have Mac disease. I have Mac disease because I'm
one?
Watching this.
Mike.
And I know what caused it.
Uh-oh.
What?
Pony will back me up on this.
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
So, Pony, you know this game well. They're the two guys. Who are the two guys that drugged me?
Yogi
game?
And Reggie.
Yogi and Reggie. All right.
Hey, boo boo.
I thought it was Tony and Gary.
Do you remember the last time? Do you remember the last time we were talking about this game? The
yeah.
previous incarnation of it? And we were talking about the fact that it gets all sexed up?
Yes.
Right. Well, that was lacking from this incarnation of Far Cry. It didn't seem to be an element at all. And I'd be lying if I didn't say that these little animated characters, you know, kind of get your, you know, they pique your curiosity.
I know that so, the last time we discussed this, this was a comment framed as a complaint. You said this one is not sexy enough.
Well,
that you're, and then Pony, you said stay with it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You ended up getting to the capture scene.
I got into this arena scene, and suddenly I'm being escorted through these hallways by these topless women.
You were
now
jacked.
They're not really topless,
too.
Right, Pony? Don't they have like painting or something on their boobs?
Body paint.
They had body paint. But you can still see everything you need
don't
to see.
Don't get too graphic.
He is wrong with you guys.
Gross.
These are ones and zeros.
The password is joystick.
So, Pony. They escort me, and then they immediately like throw me into this arena where I've got to fend for myself and survive. And then I came back to them again.
Now, but I only saw them very briefly. Do you ever see your character in the game, or
It's POV.
No, I see my hands, but that's
so
that's
you couldn't, yeah, you couldn't you tell do. If you were thrown in the arena.
I mean, I see my cartoon hands.
Yes, you couldn't see
my
if you were,
cartoon hands. You can't touch the ladies.
No,
you can sit and stare at them for a while.
So it wouldn't be apparent if you were thrown into the arena with a rager.
No, that's
gross.
God, you're so bad.
That's
at
to
sex.
Ruin it.
Oh, yeah, bad does. At sex because I'm selfish. Yeah.
Oh, no, you just don't know how to do it. But now I'm grossed out. Now,
Mike,
I don't even want to talk about it.
You're a rager, not mine.
Are you fighting for their...
No.
Okay.
They are simply assistants to this queen, right?
Pages.
Like some crazy bitch who captures you and throws you in with a bunch of lions and tigers. And
go in there and fight those lions.
That's exactly what it's like. Now, I have a question for you, Pony. You finished this game, correct?
Yes.
Sometimes twice.
So let me ask this. Do you... there's only one way he thinks about sex.
Oh, he's so excited.
Like the ultimate moment. That's all he...
Well, because it gets there so quick, that's all he knows.
Have fun, boys.
And two beautiful children to show for.
That's right.
But anyway, the... God, I'm so sidetracked.
What is the foreplay in this game, Mike?
Yes. No. I wanted to ask Pony. So I've seen these two ladies now on two separate occasions. How do I ask this delicately? Will that be the extent of the
voyeurism?
Of the fun time that is involved in Far Cry 3? Or are there other hidden... experiences that one more
similar has. Content.
Sadly, that is the end of it.
Oh no!
I know.
Far Cry.
DJ Rabbi Ray Rana.
What?
What?
Oh, he's doing a character now.
You know who he is.
No, we don't.
Who is this?
DJ Rabbi Ray Rana.
I don't think I found him yet.
Have you not been driving around in the vehicles?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
DJ he's dirty.
So they have a radio when you get into the vehicles that you drive around this fantasy world, and the radio's got a disc jockey that talks, and he's gross. I don't like him at all.
Pony's a radiophile. He's into the fake
the
DJ.
The radio DJ in the game.
I want him to talk up a record.
Yeah. You're hanging out with nude chicks, and Pony is trying to download virtual jingles.
I will wrap this up, Pony. I will wrap this up because I don't want to be tedious about it, but I have to ask you a question. When will I ever be able to unlock the North Country where I can have more adventures and fun?
Yes, you will. Just keep following along with those like mainline missions, and then you'll eventually get up north, and there's a lot more to explore, but there's still no more
Is
nudity.
There a Himalayan DJ?
No more nudity. Thanks for putting it that way.
Mike, for that, you have to unlock the Peter North region. That's
there
different.
It is again. Yeah. Only one particular. Wow. Are you needy? Are you feeling a little like needy?
Just having
You've been
fun,
working
folks?
Out a little bit,
Just
right?
having a little fun, folks. That's
oh,
all.
Oh, my God.
I think it's called the North Pole series.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun, though. I mean, I really like But I missed opening day. I feel like the uber loser.
Do you
nerd.
Feel shame?
Because I feel total shame. I felt
shame.
Complete
shame.
Shame. And they played shame. A great game, a game that I would have thoroughly enjoyed shame. Yesterday. And, I need to, I need to occupy my time with more.
We need to flog you publicly, Mike. I think you've done it just now, actually.
I think so.
Right?
But I still haven't gone into the world, which they want you to do. And by the way, Pony, when you play the game, do you play it online with other people?
Hell no. Why would I play with a bunch of angry teenagers?
Okay, there you go. My point exactly. That's it.
That might be just what you need.
No, you can decide who you play with. Mike, I think the world of online gaming is for you now. You've got high-speed internet.
I've got it. Mike and Pony need to play together.
No, I'm fine. I actually love the fact that it's just me.
Shut it down.
It's just me in this game. I think it's fantastic. And you've got your Overwatch, Oscar.
Yeah, but I play with listeners.
That. Yeah,
I send out the bat signal every time I get on, and we stack that room with all listeners.
I play with listeners' minds, but then they take the thread down. Then they take the thread down, and unfortunately, I can't play with them anymore by calling Rob a monster, which, and I really, you blocked the guy so you couldn't see what I was
no,
doing.
No, and I feel so bad. You were defending me.
Don't defend
Did
his honor.
Did you ever find out who took that thread down?
No message back, Mike.
It was him. The Sparrow did it.
I don't know for sure. I can't say that.
He did it from the North Country.
There are four mods. Yeah. I'm one of them, so it leaves three guys, because I don't even look at that thing.
Yeah, throw him in the arena. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Still liking that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring for your business doesn't have to stress you out. In fact, it can be easy to find the perfect job candidates. You just need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. ZipRecruiter makes it easy. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to over 200 top job sites, including all the big social media networks, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or annoying calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Use the technology that everybody else is using and find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like yours.
Yep.
But you got to do it today. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today.
News.
It's been 10 years since we heard the leaked voicemail where Alec Baldwin angrily called his then 11-year-old daughter Ireland a rude, thoughtless little pig.
10 years, wow.
Seems like it was an hour ago, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
On Good Morning America yesterday, Alec said their relationship is okay, but they've never been able to fully get past it because everyone keeps bringing it up. He said, quote, "It's thrown in your face every day. There are people who admonish me or attack me and use that as a constant spearhead to do that. It's a scab that never heals because it's been picked at all the time by so many people. And my daughter, that's hurt her in a permanent way."
Mm.
He seems contrite about it, and clearly he thinks it was wrong, but it's worth noting that he's blaming other people for the permanent hurt because they are the ones that aren't letting it go away. But, he screwed up. He was a bloviator, and he's a big mouth, and he's got a bad temper, but I think he copped to it, and I think saying that, but the truth is truth. Yes, he admitted to it. He did it. He's responsible, but he knows that, but the fact is that we all in media continuously reference that. We are picking that scab. So
sure.
I think the truth is on both sides a little bit with this.
I'm back and forth. I have it right here. Would you like to relive the memory?
Please.
It is the 10th anniversary, after all.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday. And once again, I've made an of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that god phone turned on. I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time.
Oh, wow.
You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child,
man,
or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day. And
I didn't
notice
the 45-minute version you were going to play, right?
I didn't. You know
this
what?
This is riveting. Send it to me.
Yeah, I'm on his side.
I just, you know, let's kill that, but
Mike,
I want to remind you.
We don't have kids here, but let me tell you, if I'm paying all the bills, and my wife is Kim Basinger, and she hasn't had a hit in 20 years, and I'm paying all the bills, and I call my daughter, and she doesn't answer the phone on a regular basis just to show me what's what, and I'm
For
taking care of them.
For those of you that want to send your emails to Oscar Santana, please send them to Oscar, who decided it was appropriate to defend Alec Baldwin after hearing
you don't call a kid fat little pig.
What you're missing is this. Don't miss the Match Game on ABC, 10 o'clock, 9 central.
That's pretty
worse than I remember it. Yeah.
When Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts made the movie Stepmom 20 years ago, there were rumors that they feuded on the set. Those rumors weren't true. Susan was live tweeting her show Feud, Betty and Joan, on Sunday night when she shared this quote. Press printed that Julia and I hated each other during Stepmom. Found out it was my PR person creating rumors. As you may know, I can't even tell you how obsessed I am with Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, specifically
so
Joan Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting so deep online, and there is so much, so many little nuggets about Joan Crawford. The movie Straitjacket last night. After
William Castle
I got
movie.
Done watching Feud, William Castle movie, and Joan Crawford featured in that, more of a B movie than Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and absolutely Joan Crawford at her scariest.
Yes.
It was, she is something to behold. She is truly an enigma. You look at her and you go, is it true? Is it true? Could it all be real? And you look at it and go, yes, it could.
It absolutely could.
Conniving.
Yeah, and I'm now going on my, I think, 11th day that the first thing that goes through my head when I wake up in the morning is, whatever happened to Baby Jane?
And Rob and Oscar, you both watched this, and you know, I urge you, since you watched the Oscar
the latest episode
of Feud, the latest episode, to go back and watch the actual tape of. Have you seen it, Oscar?
I haven't done it yet.
Where she really comes out there. Yeah. Look at it. It's identical.
They capture it shot for shot, right down to when they photograph her with all the other Oscar winners.
Yeah, incredible.
It's just eerie. They do such a good job.
So it's
how
Feud,
she took over the green room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
It's just a
man.
That I'd love to find out more about that too. So watch Feud, Betty and Joan. It's really fascinating, and art imitates life, but not in the case of Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon.
Good.
Mercedes-Benz is pulling its ads from the O'Reilly Factor after the New York Times reported that $13 million had been paid out to settle five separate claims of harassment and abuse against Bill O'Reilly. I was watching something. What was I watching last night? I'm not sure. They were talking about this, and they were discussing the fact that Bill O'Reilly went on a talk show, went on a television show, was interviewed about it, and he said, when you're successful, you're a target, and they do this to everybody. And the guy came back and said, no, if you're talking about Fox, I have two words for you, Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
And the fact is that Sean Hannity has never had one single solitary dart thrown at him, as far as sexual harassment.
Yeah.
So that kind of, you know, that was a pretty good counterpoint to what Bill O'Reilly said. Anyway, Mercedes is out now, and although it's interesting that two of the settlements make up most of the money, the $13 million, and they were already known, Apparently, that did nothing to sway Mercedes until now. No other advertisers have jumped ship. Meanwhile, a radio host named Wendy Walsh came out yesterday and accused Bill of getting her bounce from Fox after she rejected his advances. So the scuttlebutt now, with all the money he makes for that show and with the culture they have, there are still things being thrown Fox's way, and it's getting problematic. And when you start to get an advertiser like Mercedes that jumps ship, stay tuned. You're never sure exactly how that's going to go.
By any chance, is Bill O'Reilly around? Because I was wondering what his opinion of Mercedes.
Tomorrow we'll speak to him in detail.
Oh, excellent. That's good.
Yeah, it should be, because I hear that he's really stressed out.
I bet he is.
That's right. But he wants to do the interview tomorrow, but we'll do it live. A new study asked people how far away we want someone to stand when we're having a conversation with them. We are planning a trip in November to New Orleans,
great
Louisiana.
Timing.
Yes.
And I would like everyone that's planning to attend that to take note of this particular news story. The average answer is we want the average person 3.11 inches away. And that's a little more than an arm's length.
Oh, 3.11 feet, not inches.
3.11, yes. I'm sorry, 3 feet 11 inches.
There'd be pregnancies.
That's what I meant to say. 3.11
feet. Maybe for you.
That's a little more than an arm's length away.
Perfect.
The study also asked people in other countries, and our answer was right in the middle. People in Romania want people the furthest away, 4.5 feet, and Hungary is the second, 4.2 feet.
Do you think that has anything to do with dental hygiene in Eastern Europe? Just wondering.
The stereotype of Eastern European just yelling each other all the time. You need to talk out loud from those distances. South Americans, Oscar, seem the coolest with people getting close to them.
Yes.
Somehow I flash back to a beach house in Fort Myers. I don't know why, but I do. Yeah. And a man knocking on my door saying, Papa.
He
wants to crawl into people.
Do you know any really notorious close talkers in your life?
Oh, God, yeah. My Uncle Bill Sheehan was a close talker.
Oh, was
talker.
He?
Yeah.
There's
a
guy my dad and I know named Wayne. I won't reveal his last name.
Newton?
Wayne Byard.
But what happened?
That's Wade. Sorry.
One time we had a contest. We were talking to him, and I actually took a step back while he was talking, and he advanced on me.
Yeah, people do that.
And you looked at him and said, I love you, Coco. South Americans cool with it. People in Argentina only want you 2.5 feet away, and people in Peru, 2.6 feet. I'm not sure they didn't have Bolivia in here.
It's a square footage situation, Mike. Those homes are smaller than.
Yeah, but not as small as your house.
You're getting used to it.
A guy recently stayed at an inn in it's Moulsow, England, called Carrington Arms. Hmm. And while he was drinking at their bar, he had a heart attack. The bartender sprang into action, quickly got help, and saved the guy's life. When the hotel was looking through its new TripAdvisor review afterward, they found out, though, that the guy had still left them a bad review. Why? Well, the guy that had the heart attack and they saved his life, he said the breakfast wasn't included in the $75 a night rate. And he said the bar was, quote, terrible.
These people.
You got it bad there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
And now a little something something. Harrison Ford will not be disciplined by the FAA for his taxiway landing. Let's give Harrison a nice round of applause. He's off the hook, ladies and gentlemen. The FAA just released the conclusions of its investigation into the February mishap at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, where Ford buzzed the American Airlines 737 and then landed on a taxiway. The FAA determined no disciplinary action was warranted. They added, Mr. Ford retains his pilot's certificate without restriction. The agency added, it acknowledged Mr. Ford's long history of compliance with the federal aviation regulations and his cooperative attitude during the investigation. Mr. Ford has held a pilot's certificate for more than 20 years, has logged more than 5,000 hours in the air, and has never been the subject of an FAA administrative or enforcement action. So that's the final result of the Harrison Ford situation. He celebrated. He took some friends out to dinner to celebrate. And as usual, he drove his car on the sidewalk. I should have. That's unprofessional. You don't laugh at your own kicker.
No, you were.
Don't do that.
That's okay. That's
I
like
meant
that.
To say, as usual, he drove his car on the sidewalk. And then I laughed at my own joke. Very unprofessional. You always know when Harrison's going to the Cheesecake Factory. You know, get off the sidewalk. We will take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. The bonus show, if you don't have it,
you don't have it.
It's a 6th uncensored commercial-free episode that we record every single week. Fun, hilarious. Most importantly, it keeps the TMOS ship afloat. That 1 hour makes the other 5 weekly shows possible. As a matter of fact, on the TMOS bonus show this week, Bill O'Reilly. Rob, make note of it.
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly will be our special guest
uncensored
in the opening
Bill
segment.
Uncensored Bill O'Reilly.
You know, and he'll talk about what he grabs. The future of our show depends on it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS continue for years to come. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, April 4th. Masters Week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take it away.
Congratulations to the University of North Carolina, who beat Gonzaga last night 71-65. And although the game had a nice finish, the play was because you picked it.
I picked the national championship, and I picked the winner of the national championship.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Nice work.
The Tar Heels. Yes. Wonderful. I didn't bet on it. If I'd bet on it, I would have been wrong.
What was the spread?
10-10.
I don't know. I didn't. Bangkok.
I don't know if they
covered
the spread.
That's it for Rhino News. Details on the half hour.
The key play was 7 seconds left in the game. Genuine excitement here.
Comes in. Blocked by Meeks. Buried up ahead to Jackson. And he takes it down for the Gonzaga is stolen, and North Carolina's fouled with 7 seconds to go. A game-deciding sequence, it looks like.
It was an NCAA match unlike any other.
Sloppy second half. Really didn't pick up for the last 5 minutes.
Ask me if I was watching the game.
Were you watching the game?
No, I was playing Far Cry.
Okay, good. But it was always nice that when the coach comes out after the game to, you know, really give the players a good pep talk. Here's a UNC coach, Roy Williams.
I don't think either team played really well. But I told my team with 3 minutes left, the first day of practice, if you had told me we were going to be in this situation, I would have taken it. And what we had to do was play the last 3 minutes. Isaiah Hicks made a big basket for us, and we did play the last 3 minutes.
So congratulations to them.
Here's my only thought on the entire tournament. There are some of those guys that are college students that look like they're 63 years old. There are guys on these teams that look grown up. I mean, like, don't look like boys in their 20s. They look like they are grown men.
They're basically
like
pros.
They're basically pros. Right? They really, really are.
And I don't know how long this has been going on, because over the weekend I was going through my dad's high school yearbook with him. I said to him, why is it that some of the people in your graduating class...
Don't laugh. Tell the story. What are
you
talking about?
Why is it that some of the people in your graduating class look like they're 35 years old back then? This is the late 60s. It was just the look.
I was stunned. Usually, like if I go to the University of Mary Washington and I'm there with Catherine, I will look and the kids look like kids.
Yes.
I was watching this tournament and, you know, they're big guys, obviously. They're big guys that play on these top-rated basketball programs, but they just, some of the beards.
The baby faces go away with the beard. The beards can be really intimidating.
I don't know.
Yeah, some of the... No, except for that guy.
That's a baby face.
If you're 6 feet and above, I would say, and you've got a beard and it's kind of wild, you look like a serial killer sometimes.
Rob didn't mention when he was going through HBS's yearbook. Also, he found what you know, he loves to talk about. That was the SPC.
SPC?
Secret porn compartment.
It was hollowed out.
It was cut out.
The yearbook.
Kind of like Andy Dufresne and Shawshank Redemption.
Precisely
was just
what
filled
I was
with porn.
Another tragic loss last night, as Charo was eliminated on Dancing with the Stars. And Charo, who is now 120 years old, actually said something pretty funny.
Charo and Keo, Nick and Peta, on this third week of competition. The couple leaving right now is...
Yeah.
and Keto.
Oh, no.
Shara. Shara.
You made a beautiful bride. And you made up with Bruno, too, right? Anything you want to say to Bruno?
Hello, everybody. I am having a very good time.
Yes.
I enjoy very much. Bruno, I'll see you in the parking lot.
Okay.
Man, she's still, like how that. Many years, man? Oh, oh man.
So great.
Oh, God. You know, she has been at it since the late 60s.
Unreal.
Mm. Yeah, because in the late 60s, she was married to Xavier Cugat. So that's when she was sort of brought onto the scene. And that's 50 years ago.
Do we know how old Charo is? Do we have any idea? Have it
legally, she's 71 years old, but there's always been a little bit of mystery about what her actual birth year was.
I guarantee you she's at least 5 years older than that. Got to be older
than
that.
Stunning. That means that when she took up with Xavier Cugat, maybe they should have had some authorities around.
Yeah, right? They'll run them right out of town.
Right out of town. Thank you.
This is kind of cool. There was a teen comedy in the 1980s, actually 1984, called The Wildlife. And while Eddie Van Halen was working on the Van Halen album 1984, he recorded a song for the movie, but it was never used in the movie. There was like a 3 or 4 second snippet that was used as background, but they found the track. And this is really cool. Eddie Van Halen, back when he really was Eddie Van Halen, 1984, this song is called Strike. Just found it.
Sounds like I ran so far away.
Yeah, it does.
Am I the first one to notice that?
You nailed it, though. You're right. But it's so cool because I don't think...
No lyrics?
No, it's instrumental.
Ah.
But I don't think Eddie has the... wherewithal to do the Eddie Van Halen music anymore. So it's nice to hear something from the golden era of him, because that was my favorite album of theirs.
Do a little research. I know you like to do that type. That sounds almost identical to I Ran So Far Away.
It does. I will do a mashup for us tomorrow and figure out where we stand.
And in the 80s, you could steal something and no one would catch it.
Yeah, because they were all high on blow.
If he did that, that is wild.
So that is called a strike. Oh, Mike, good news. If Kim Kardashian cannot get pregnant, don't worry. They're going to try surrogacy.
Okay.
So
they still need east and west. No, they have east.
They have, yeah.
North, I say south and south and west.
So here she is, Mike.
Southeast.
That would be if they could just finish one more kid.
Yeah,
exactly. So good news. Don't cry for her. She's got a good attitude about it.
The doctor is like, he's like, for sure now, you should not carry another baby.
Yeah.
How does Kanye feel about everything?
Kanye was really just like nervous about the surgery. He's just glad that it's like over and I'm fine. But I just know that like he would want to have more kids.
What's that, Mike?
Like. What would Pat Neely say about...
you know, it's funny you would bring him up, Mike, because first he would ask a question.
What's in the bag, my brother?
And then he would probably say, what's in the bag?
A Twirl lollipop, mechanical pencil, Pantene conditioner, family gourmet pie crust, a toy helicopter.
Boy, there's a lot of fun things in there, aren't there?
Kim, you're going to the doctor's office. What's in that giant oversized purse of yours?
Family Dollar Snowy Pine Air Freshener. Family Gourmet Angel Hair Pasta.
I know you did those. I wanted to get those on the show today, for God's sake.
Well, I always keep little sounds in my bag. Let's end on Pat Neely, because I just looked at the clock. That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's close it. Now we'll do this.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Snail mail, TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag, it's Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of continuing support and spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Honeyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Cherry pie filling.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website, always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.